Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpap in front of Lum's house. Listen.
Well, now, here, now, wait just a minute, Grandpap. Before we go in Lum's house, why, let's be sure we know what our plans are now.
Well, we're just going in and tell Lum it was me and you and not his bad luck that kept him from winning that $500 the radio program giveaway. That's all they are to it.
Well, yeah, but we got to lead up to that awful careful.
We have
to. Oh, no, me, yes. That Lum's going to fly right off the handlebars when we tell him. So we got to keep him calmed down.
I think you're right.
And we'd better be near the door, too, so we can get out of there faster.
I know you're right about that.
Facts is, I think you better just leave the whole thing up to me, Grandpa.
Good, good. Yeah. Suits me fine.
I'll be the one that tells him everything.
Good. You mean you don't want me to go in at all, huh?
Well, sure, I want you to go in. I might need you for protection.
Oh.
I'll tell you what you can do, though.
You mean me fist fight him?
Well, if he starts something, doggone it, I ain't going to stand there and fist fight him by myself.
Oh, I'll scuffle with him, clinching.
But you just stand there and listen to me, and if you see a chance to say anything to help keep Lum calm down or help him get ready for the shock that he's in for, why, you go right ahead and say it.
Yeah, well, I'll do that all right. That's one thing about me. I've got lots of tacks.
Yeah. Just don't use it, though. That always gets you in trouble. Well, come on. Let's do it. And don't get twitch me in the door now.
No, no better.
I'll run right over you.
He sure Lum's in there. Maybe he's done left town, I hope.
No, I know he's there. He promised he'd come over and say goodbye before he left.
Yeah. Nobody home. Let's go.
No, wait a minute, Grandpa. Doggett, I just hope he ain't suicide himself. The frame his mind's in. Wait a minute. I believe I hear somebody. Yeah. Find out what I told you now. Be careful.
Well, morning, Abner. Never expected to see you.
You never?
Howdy, Grandpap.
Now, just keep calm, Lum. Keep calm,
Grandpap.
Won't you fellas come in, or ain't you got time?
Oh, yeah, we got lots of time, sure. Come on, Grandpap.
Well, what about the store?
Oh, Cedric's over there. Say, Lum, how are you, Lum?
About as good as a feller like me can feel.
Well?
I've had pretty good luck so far this morning. I ain't broke an arm or a leg or nothing.
Well, now, that's sort of what we wanted to talk to you about, Lum.
About breaking my arm?
No, I mean, about your luck.
Well, I'd rather not discuss that, if you don't mind, Abner.
Yeah, well, you see, Lum, you actually ain't as unlucky as you think. Because me and Grandpap was the ones that,
You and Grandpap was what?
Why, we, that is Grandpap, You been doing some writing here, Lum?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, see, you got paper scattered all around. Been writing a letter to somebody?
No, I've been rewriting all the old lettered sins. See, the way everything's turned out in my life, I finally come to the conclusion that all them old lettered sayings of mine is wrong.
Wrong?
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
Flat wrong.
Well.
Took me a long time to find it out, but now I can see the truth as it actually is. So I figured I'd better get that all straightened out before I left. I owe it to the world. Nobody's ever going to be misled by the old ones, because I've throwed them all out and I'm writing up a whole new batch.
Well.
Would you like to hear some of the new lettered sayings?
Well, Lum, now, we come over
Listen
here.
To these, Abner.
Oh.
A barking dog will tear you to pieces.
Huh.
Chickens never come home to roost. When they get out in your yard, you'll never see them again.
Well.
A friend in need is a feller that wants to borrow $3. How do them sound to you? Did they surprise you?
Well, they sure sound better, I'll have to admit that. I can almost understand them now that you changed them around that way.
The early bird never catches a worm.
He don't.
Of course not. Still dark when he gets out there. He hunts around, wearing himself out to where when he does find one, the late bird flies down and takes it away from him.
Doggies, you got this thing all figured out, ain't you?
The only trouble is I figured it out too late in life.
Too late?
Oh, if I'd have known years ago what I've just now found out about life, I'd be a rich, happy, malted millionaire now instead of a bum that's aiming on hitting the road today.
Oh, well, Lom, that's sort of what me and Grandpap come over here to talk to you about.
Well, you'll never talk me out of leaving town, I'll tell you that right now, so you might just as well save your breath.
Yeah, well, I wish you'd just listen to us for a minute now, Lom.
Well, go ahead, go ahead. What is it? I'll listen while I'm writing here.
Well, Lom, it's this way. Ain't that right, Grandpap?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. So far, leastways. Just keep calm, Lom.
Yeah, keep calm, Lom. Keep calm.
I'm calm.
Yeah, but, you just keep on being that way. No matter what we say, keep calm.
There ain't nothing nobody can say that'll ever make me feel any different than I do right now.
There ain't, huh?
You want to bet on that?
Grandpap. Yes,
how do you like this one? People that live in glass houses can throw all the rocks they want to, and I hope they do.
Well, that's a good one.
Do you know what it means?
Why, to be honest, no.
I was hoping you did, because I ain't sure what it means myself.
Let me think about that now.
Here's a gooder, no. Still water don't run deep nor no other way. Just gets stagnant or dries up once.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Now, what was you fellas want to say to me?
Well, Lon, would you promise not to get all riled up now?
Why would I get riled up? There's nothing more that could happen to me to rile me up.
Oh, good, good. Well, it's like this, Lon. You see, me and Grandpap, now, we never actually meant no harm, Mom. We just thought, it seemed like it might be kind of a funny joke. what I mean is, Grandpap, is there anything you want to say to Mom?
Yeah, keep calm, Mom.
I mean, maybe you better take over here, Grandpap. Explain that
what
to him.
Everybody want me to keep calm for? You fellas act more nervous than I do.
Go on, Grandpap. Start.
Well, sir, you see, Lom, me and Abner got to joshing ourselves, one thing or another.
Yeah.
And pretty soon I says to Abner, he says to me, Lom, you sure you ain't going to get mad now? Why, of course not. I ain't got nothing to get mad about. There's nothing you or nobody else could tell me now that'd make me lose my temper.
Oh, good. Keep going, Grandpa.
We got to talking there, thinking how funny it'd be if me and him, or leastways him...
You was in on it too now, Grandpa.
That's right. Maybe you better finish this, Abner. I don't seem to recollect it very good.
Lom, you know that radio program, that Money Every Monday, the one that gives away all that money?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, the other day when you was over here at your place listening for the telephone to ring, why, me and Grandpap, see, we was over there at the store, and we thought it'd be funny if you take it from there, Grandpap.
Granny, the way you two ain't getting nowhere, it reminds me of another old Eddard Sands I got to change.
Huh?
Two heads ain't better than one, less than they're on the same feller. Then he can get a job in the circus. I better write that down.
Well, me and Grandpap called you up and pretended we was that radio program, and that's why the real one couldn't get you when they called.
Is that so?
We're just as sorrowful as we can be.
Yeah, uh-huh. Hey, here's a couple of more I got out. Nothing comes to him who waits. Lock the barn door after the horse is stole so they don't come back and get the harness, too.
Lomp, did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I heard you. Of course it is.
Well, ain't you mad?
Of course not. Nothing bothers me no more.
Yeah.
Always bite off more than you can chew, because with the meat shortage, it might be your last bite. And here's another gooder, Abner.
Yeah, well, Lom, I'll have to listen to them some other time. I've got to get back to the store. Cedric can't stay there but a little while. We'll see you later, Lom.
Yeah, all right, Abner. Quick as I get these all rewrote, I'll drop down and see you.
Yeah, do that. Come on, Grandpap.
Yeah, so long, Lom.
So long, Lom.
Well, I'll be a monkey stabbing leg,
Oh, me.
Now I have sold everything.
Me
everything.
Too. I dog is that Lum is without a doubt the nicest one man in this whole world.
Oh, he's nice.
Sit right there and listen to me tell him how we beat him out of $500, you might say, and never batted an eye.
Nary one of them.
No, never said one mean thing to
oh,
him.
Oh, he's a nice feller. No doubts about that.
Finest
now.
Man I ever knowed. Well, here, we can't stand here on his front porch all day. I've got to get back to the store.
Hey, you and Grandpap call me.
Huh?
You and Grandpap was the ones that called me the other day?
Yeah, that's what I just told you.
Why, you low-down varmints. You snake in the weeds. I'll bang your heads together. I'll massacre
you. Yeah, come on, Grandpap. Run for your life. You know that new editor's saying, a barking dog will tear you to pieces.
Yes, better get those two heads in motion, or they'll be less than one.